Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join me. I want to thank God, my family, my friend, and all of my co-hosts, amen, who are on the line, and thank those veterans who are on the line, those who have been with me, those who are just joining me, and those who are listening because someone invited you. This is what I want you to do. I want you to text your friend and tell them that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on. Tell them to be sure to tune in. If they are busy right now, tell them to be sure to go to AlfredaLoveShow.com because all of these ministries are archived. That's the beauty of this radio station. Everything's archived so you can listen to it as many times as you need to. We have a great day planned out for today. And this is our Praying with Needs and Wants Day. And so at this particular time, this is your time as we're getting ready to warm up and read the scriptures and things of that nature. This is your time to get out your paper and pencil and things of that nature and get ready to go higher and higher in the Lord because the Lord is doing some great things. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a secret. When we're going through the process or the phase of our needs and wants, and when we are waiting on the victory of God, or which every day is a victory because we wake up, but when we're waiting on God and we're expecting something from God, God says that things will come into our lives to distract us, and those are only tests. God says that even students have to take tests, he says, when they go to school in order to show that they are prepared to move to the next level. Well, God says that when the blessings are getting ready to come, and when he's getting ready to increase our territory, he says, tests come. And let's all be honest, you know, many times, you know, we have what we need and we have what we want, and there's some things in life that just we're trying to figure it out, and it kind of frustrates us, and everybody gets like that every once in a while. And God reminds us, okay, or an angel reminds us, okay, you know, remember, this is only a test. Do the best you can. So God says that our tests make us stronger. And we've all been tested. No matter how much we get up and minister, no matter how much we love God, God still gives us those tests. And we pass those tests. Some of us pass it barely. Some of us pass it with flying colors. And every now and then, because I want you to know that we're real people, every now and then people, we become tired. We become weary. Every now and then, we may lose a little faith along the way. And God says these ministries are set up intentionally so that we can go back and listen, so that we can go back and reflect the goodness of God. Because, you know, the frustration levels of students when they take tests, if they don't know the material, they get frustrated. Well, God says in the spiritual realm, he says because we have to go through things in order to get to the glory of God and we become tired, he says we get frustrated. He says, but, he says, that's only temporary. He says, and we must pass those tests that he's given us. And so let's keep running on to see what the end's going to be. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep going. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Hold that towel. I know that you have your towels out, some of you. Some of you have your red flags out. Put it down. Put it down. Put up the white flag. Put it down. Put it down. Because God is getting ready to do something. This is only a test. I remember as a child listening, as I was watching television, as the family was watching television, and we'd hear this beeping sound. This is only a test, you know. And so remember that. Remember that when you're getting frustrated. Remember, this is only a test. This is only a test. And so God is getting ready to do things. We don't just come on this ministry for nothing, because I've seen the works. If we reflect back, and I'm going to have a ministry where we just reflect back on the goodness of God, and God has his way of helping us to find rest. He has his way of coming into our lives, giving us peace that surpasses all understanding. And as the Lord is speaking right now, before we even get into the ministry, because there are so many people listening, I thank you so much. I mean, this is just so, like, surprising, because this is a internet radio, and it's like so many people from around the world listening, all over. I mean, people are in nursing homes listening. People are in their homes listening. I mean, it's just a plethora of people listening. And so what I want you to understand is that God is real. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And we don't just get on the ministry just to hear ourselves talk. We don't just get on the ministry just to meet up. There is a purpose and a plan for us as we get on this ministry. It's to make us stronger. God has done some great things. I asked God when I had my presentation. I said, Lord, I said, I need you to send some people. I need you to send your people. And I guarantee you the Lord did. He did that. And I appreciate God for that. And he says, you're going to go further. You're going to go other places. He says, and you're going to not only give the word of God, but you're going to give the word and you're going to teach about education, and you're going to be on different platforms. But the thing about it is, God says we have to make all of our requests known, so that when we get to those places that God has ordained us to go, he says that everything will be in line. And so that's what we're doing. When we come on the ministry on Mondays, the AfricaLoveShow.com, we're planning and we're asking God for those things that we need and we want, because God says when you get on the platform, he expects for his word, he expects for his glory to go out. No matter if you're speaking about your job, education, or if you're speaking about the ministry of God, he says the expectation is for us to do it in excellence. And so that's what we strive for, to please God. You know, every time I get up to speak, I'm thinking, Lord, I just want to please you. Whatever I do, I have to please you. It doesn't matter about anything else. I want to please God. That's who I'm working towards pleasing. Okay? So as we get into this ministry, I want you to understand that God is real and he's able. Let's go ahead and go to Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. I feel the Spirit of God. Whew, it's all over me. Okay, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each connection, each person that we were able to see today. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch each person, touch everything that they do, and help them, Lord, to prosper. Lord, we ask that we continue to be unselfish as we go to you with our needs and wants, because we know that we have your ear. We know that we have your favor. But, Lord, we want to bless not only our circle, but we want to bless all of those, Heavenly Father, who are listening, all of those who will listen, and those who are walking away from the word of God. We ask that you continue to bless churches as they get ready to receive many different people from many different areas and many different beliefs. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to pass those tests when we receive those individuals in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be great ambassadors and continue to magnify and edify who you are. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to just be in your image and help us to do your holy will. We ask that this ministry on today be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for your continuous sending of individuals, Lord, and we ask that you continue to send individuals who are broken, send individuals who are unbroken, send individuals who are happy, send send individuals who are sad, Lord, and help this ministry, allow this ministry to be a place of refuge, a place of strength, Lord, because we all sometimes get weary and we all sometimes feel faint. But, Lord, with you, we're able to stand up, Lord, and we're able to do your holy and righteous will. We thank you for the opportunity to have a platform not only on the internet radio but all over this world, and we ask for increased territory where we may allow your light to shine so that men, women, boys, and girls may see your great works. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to uplift us and hold us and help us, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every day of this week to be prosperous. Would you bless each and every day of this week to be something that you are pleased with, something that is acceptable unto you, Lord. We ask, would you bless each person who's on this line and bless each person who's coming on this line in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus one more time, Lord, would you bless us to be unselfish, Lord, as we go to you with our needs and wants. If there's anything in our hearts and minds that is not of you, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, would you clear it. If there's anything that or anyone who needs to be lifted up, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you just bless those individuals to be lifted up, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your divine sovereignty. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for a traveling grace. We thank you for the opportunities you have set, the opportunities that you're setting right now. We ask as we go to the throne of God, would you help us to prepare for the victory? Would you bless us to be well prepared? And would you give us the mindset to ask for what we need according to your will, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each person all over this land and country. Bless those who know you. Bless those who don't know you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the woman who is broken? Bless the woman who with the issue of blood. Bless those who say, pray for me, Lord. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer from, but never from your sight, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us? Would you continue to keep us and help us to do your holy word? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Oh, man, praise God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go with our needs and wants. And before we get to our needs and wants, I want to read out of my journal from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Trust in the Lord. We get weary sometimes, and we lose some of our faith. Let's just all be honest. But God says, trust in him with all of our heart. He says, and don't lean into our own understanding. That means when we see those storms, trust God that God's going to bring us through. When we have those tests, trust God that he's going to bless us to pass. And in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge God. He is my Father. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And he shall direct our paths. Lord, order my steps each and every day. Order my steps so that I walk in the will of God and not in the way of God. I want to always walk in the will of God. I don't want to be in the way of God. If I'm in the way, I ask the Lord to remove me so that I may walk in the will of God. Because sometimes we get in the way of God and we miss out on our blessings. I always want to be in the will. I don't want to be in the way. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Amen. We're going to listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir before we get into our needs and wants. If you would like to, in your journals or in your notebooks, go ahead and put your needs on the left side because that is your priorities, that is our priorities, and draw a line and put our wants on the right side. Amen. God is so faithful and he's so great. And I want you to go ahead, I want you to take this a step further as the Lord is speaking, praise God. He says, go ahead and put your name at the top. Now, because you put your name at the top does not mean that we're just going to focus on you, on your needs and wants. Amen. We're going to focus, when we look at our needs and wants, we're going to focus on, first of all, our family, our friends, those we work with, and then ourselves. We're not denying ourselves. Denying yourself means that you don't ask for anything and you don't want for anything for yourself. You're not denying yourself, but you're being unselfish because we know that we have God's ear. Okay? So the needs and the wants. All right? And we're going to listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir. Then after which, we will go into our needs and wants with some music. God's going to give us an encouraging word, and I have three songs that I want to play. One of them is You Can Make It. The other one is I'm Encouraged. And then, of course, another one is All in His Hands, the fast version. And this is what the Lord has given me, so I'm going to be obedient. And however the Lord blesses me to use these songs, I'm going to use them to help edify and magnify Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the Mississippi Mass Choir. All in His hands. All in whose hands? All in God's hands.
Come on.
Amen. That was the Mississippi Mass Choir, all in his hands. And if we put everything in God's hands, we're going to be A-OK. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get into our lesson with our needs and wants. And we're going to actually play I'm Encouraged. Amen. And this is led by Sister Angela Bennett. Angela Bennett is out of Houston, Texas. And I used to always wonder, is the artist of this song, because it's such a great song. It really is. And so I want us to listen to this song, and I want us to be encouraged when we're writing down all of our needs and wants. There is nothing that is impossible for God. Did you hear what I said? I said there is nothing that is impossible for God. He is able to do everything. And the reason why we pray before this ministry is to make sure that we're doing everything in the will of God and we're not too far out there. So I want you to not only expect great things and big things for yourself, but expect great things and big things for others as well. Because as I said before, God is able to do everything. There is nothing impossible for God. Amen. You're listening to the AfreeLoveShow.com. Go ahead and get your pens and pencils ready. Amen. Praise God. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. All righty. This is I'm Encouraged, the Great Emmanuel Collegiate Choir, led by Sister Angela Bennett out of Big Houston, Texas. Amen. Praise God. This is our needs and our wants.
Oh.
was I'm Encouraged by the Greater Emmanuel College Choir. This song was led by Sister Angela Bennett out of Houston, Texas. Amen. Are you encouraged on tonight? Are you encouraged? We all should be encouraged. I want you to look at your needs and your wants. And I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to play Fantasia. Then afterwards, God is speaking. He's going to give us something to be encouraged about. And then I'm going to play You Can Make It. And then afterwards, I'm going to play All in His Hands, and then we'll have our announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great night. It is only 11:02. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're going to play Fantasia, The Lord is Blessing Me. How many of you know the Lord is blessing us right now? The Lord is blessing us right now. This is Fantasia. The Lord is blessing me right now. And as she's singing this song, I want you to look at all of your needs and wants, and I want you to begin to yourself. Excuse me, to pray for each and every person that you pray for. God is going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Why? Because He said it. Amen. Amen.
Definitely one of the best. She proved it when she captured the heart of over 65 million television viewers. Here to pay tribute to her gospel roots is our American Idol, Fantasia.
Right now.
Amen. That was Fantasia. The Lord is blessing me right now. And as I recall, and I was looking back at our different things and our different needs and wants, God has always, always, always taken care of my needs and wants. I tell you what, some things may be a little tougher than others, but at the end of the day, God has always brought me through. And I'm sure you have that same testimony. God says, trust in him with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall lead and direct whose path? Our paths. Amen. So now we're getting ready to go a little bit higher in the ministry as the Lord gives us a revelation. And I still see this woman. I see this woman. And when we talk about people, as far as the things that people have to endure, we never know the situation, or we never know what a person had to go through to get to where they are today, or we never know what a person has to go through in order to make it to where we are. And so we pray for issues. We pray for broken hearts. We pray for broken people. We pray for those who are in the storms. We pray for those who are writing down their needs and wants, and they're crying their eyes out because they feel like God has abandoned them, but God hasn't. Put your hand on your chest. God is right there. He's a very present help in a time of trials and tribulations and temptations. It's all around us. And God is right there. And, you know, a lot of people, and we've all been guilty of it, you go to bed and you're crying at night, or you just, you're going through the storms. And it doesn't have to be something that you need or want. It could just be a situation, or it could be you're thinking about somebody else, or you're standing for someone. And we pray for those who are in the hospitals. We pray for those who are in the nursing homes. Bless you for listening. And we want you to know that God is working in the hospitals. God is working in the nursing homes. He's working in the children homes. And God is able to do everything. God never fails. He never fails. There was a song that says, God never fails, and it's true. He never fails. He always comes through. And, you know, even when I was just this past week traveling, things were, it was crunch time. And things, a lot of things was going on as far as trying to get myself ready for travels. But at the end of the day, God provided me everything I needed and everything I wanted. He says, you got to go through some things. He says, to make you stronger. And it's a teachable lesson. And so we go through those things because when we go on these different platforms, we have to teach people because we're not perfect ourselves. And we have to minister unto people and teach people so that when they go through the same thing, they will have less frustrations. Hey, Vance, God says he only gives his toughest battles to his toughest, what, soldiers. Yeah. And matter of fact, we have a ministry message on that, and I'm going to put it on the website. But I want everyone to be encouraged. I know that sometimes life can be hard as far as just life itself. It's nothing. It has nothing to do sometimes with your needs and wants. It's just life. It's just the things that come with life. You know, it's the people and it's the world and it's other things. But God says, be encouraged. You heard that song by the Great Emmanuel Choir, be encouraged. And then you heard Fantasia. She said, the Lord is blessing me. He's given us breath in our bodies, and he's given us renewed strength. And even if you're in the hospitals, you know, you're able to listen. You're able to reap the goodness of God. You're able to hear the word of God, and you're able to write down or even think about some of the things that you need and want. And so we're going to listen to this next song, and I want to encourage someone, this person who is really heartbroken. I want to encourage you to be encouraged, and you can make it. You know, I know that people come, and I never get to see you as far as face-to-face because I don't live stream, and I'm going to start live streaming. But you're on here, and some people come broken, some people come put together, some people come out, are here coming out of a storm, some people are here coming in a storm, some people know that they're about to go through a storm, some people are getting ready to be released out of the hospital, some are in the hospital, some are getting ready to go to the hospital. And we pray, and we pray, and we pray. But I want you to know the day that God said that we all can make it. I know we get tired, we get weary, but we all can make it. And we're going to listen to You Can Make It by, this is from Pastor Betty Keller. She says, you can make it. And we need to hear that sometimes, you know, even when we get tired and the storms of life is going and it has nothing to do with material things. It has all the things to do with just life. You're just tired and you want to rest and you get frustrated because you want to sleep. You want to rest. But you can make it. We can make it. And we're going to listen to this. And then we're going to listen to our last song, All in His Hands. And then I'm going to give you the announcements and bid you good night. You're listening to the AfterTheLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is Pastor Betty Griffin Keller. You can make it because you can, and God said you can.
I don't care.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We're going to praise the Lord because I just can't stop praising him. Amen. So we've heard that the Lord is blessing us right now. We've heard I'm encouraged. We've heard all in his hands. And we've heard this particular song, You Can Make It. Now then, we participated in our needs and wants, and we're going to put it all in God's hands. And we're going to get ready to end this particular ministry. And before we do so, I'm going to tell you this. Before we do so, if you want to give your life to Christ, all you have to say is, Lord, I accept you within my heart, and I guarantee you the Lord will come into your heart. Doesn't matter where you are. You could be at home. You could be in your bed. You could be in the nursing home. You can be in the convalescent home. You can be in a children's home. You can be anywhere and accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to lead and guide you to one of his sanctuaries. And so you have to be intentional about this, and you decide if you're going to accept or reject God. God is never going to force you into the kingdom. Right? God will search for you if you're lost. But if you are resistant and don't want to go, he's not going to force you. We're not going to force you. We're just saying this is an invitation to Christian discipleship. And so if you decide that you want to give your life to Christ, you can do so. Amen? Amen. Because guess where the church is? The church is, of course, in your heart. We're going to listen to one of my favorite songs that get me all hyped up. And it's called All in His Hands. And I want you to put everything in God's hands before we get off this ministry. And before I go into the announcements, you're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. This is all, amen, in his hands. And this computer is being slow today. But guess what? We're going to listen to this particular song, All in His Hands, in just a second, as soon as I get everything set. Are we ready? Here we go. One, two, ready, hit it.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We need to put it all in God's hands.
Amen. I'm so excited and delighted that you decided to join the ministry on tonight. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. I am getting ready to set up many gospel artists. I have so many gospel artists and producers, and I have actors and actresses, and so I'm putting everybody in line. Please come back on tomorrow, God's will, and all this week, because we will have individuals. I'm going to expeditiously get all of these individuals out to you so that you will know who's coming on the ministry. Remember, all of these shows are archived, so be sure to check us out. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or go to the AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. That's the AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio, and whoop, there it is. You will be right here. Be sure to text or tell your family and friends that the Afrita Love Show is on. Amen, because we're going to come on. So be sure to let everybody know, all of your family and your friends, be sure to text them. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your listening support. I want to thank those individuals, actors, actresses, journalists, all of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. That means a lot. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, promoters, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afrita Love at AlFreda or DrAlFredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry as well. All right? In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Now, when you pray for all of your family members and all of your friends, be sure to pray for them and be specific. If they need a breakthrough, be specific and say what type of breakthrough. If they need healing, say what type of breakthrough. If they need eye surgery, say which eye. Just be very specific in that, and God can do it. And be sure to pray for yourself, because we need strength. We need those individuals who are connected up to God. We need to remain strong and healthy, because we too get weary and we get tired. But God says that he will uphold us. And then pray for those you don't know, because we have to intercede for so many people. In addition to that, pull out your calendars. Get your calendars quickly. Get your calendars. All right. So this weekend, we have two different events going on this particular weekend, okay? Real quick, let's go ahead and go to the stellargospelmusic.com website and go ahead and click on Church Events Around the World, Pastors. Amen. All right, scroll down. You will see that we have the Central Texas Comedy Event with Mr. David Mann. You know him as Leroy Brown. This will be at the Waco Convention Center, 100 Washington Street, at 7 p.m. April 9, 2016. Tickets, general admission, $32. VIP, $42. I called, and there are still tickets left, so be sure to get your ticket. As I said before, I had the opportunity to listen to Mr. David Mann in Dallas, Texas, at the McDonald's Gospel Fest. He is hilarious. He is funny. So if you're in Waco and you need a great laugh and you had a stressful week and it's like, oh my goodness, I need something to do, go see Mr. David Mann. His wife is, of course, Miss Tamala Mann, but go see David Mann. He is great. And not only Mr. David Mann, but there are going to be other individuals as well. But that name really stood out, and I can speak for his performances because I've attended many of them. So be sure to go out and support the Manns as well as the other individuals who are on that night. In addition to that, we have the Gigantic Gospel Concert 2016 with the J. Spivey Productions. They always put on great productions. I've been to many of their productions. They have the, you know, most anointed artist. If you want to go and get your worship and praise on, this will be a great event. If you're in Dallas, Texas, I don't see why you wouldn't attend such a great event such as this. This pre-sale is $30. The day of the show is $40. And, of course, VIP is 50. Everybody knows Pastor John P. Keys, and then, of course, the legendary Dr. Bobby Jones. There he is right there. And then, of course, we have Mr. Anthony Brown. He cleaned up at the Stellar Gospel Awards. The truth is, we have the Tim Rogers, the Lisa Knowles sisters, and we have the Doc McKenzie and the Highlights. And, you know, all of this is going down on April 9th at the Friendship West Baptist Church. The doors open at 3. The show begins at 4 p.m. If you have to leave early, leave early. But be sure to support both of these events, whether you buy a ticket, whether you attend. Be sure to support both of these events because they're going to be great, great events. All right? So be sure to attend that. Okay? In addition to that, while we're on this page, let's go ahead and go to the homepage of the StellarGospelMusic.com. Of course, you will see some pictures, and we're adding more new gospel music. Be sure to check out these CDs. Of course, we have two new gospel artists who are highlights. We have Blessed to Be a Blessing with Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford out of Mississippi, of course. And then we have Pastor Marvin Winans right here, and he is singing I'm Over It Now, Pastor Marvin Winans. So be sure to check out those two individuals. Okay, and of course, we have the Elizabeth Gerald story. We're working on script with that. Praying with Love, this is just an example. We actually need to change this because this was in February, but it still holds true and it's still very powerful. Coming soon, of course, there is our magazine. Then, of course, TV shows. Bounce TV presents It's a Man's World that comes on Tuesdays, Mary Mary's Thursdays. Carmichael Show is Sundays. And the events, I want to thank San Antonio, Texas, for the great love shown and also for inviting me to come speak on their platform. And I look to speak to on more platforms and come back to San Antonio, Texas. Once again, Mr. David Mann will be in Waco, Texas, and others. And then, of course, there's the big gigantic concert in Dallas, Texas on April 9th. The top 10 Billboard 100.2 FM. We're adding our top 10. The AfroLoveShow.com. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. Please do so. And then here's the AfroLoveShow.com television. We're going to add clips, and then you want to advertise your church. Let me know that at emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can connect with me at Facebook, AfroLove, or Facebook, AfroEmmanuelLove, or Instagram, AfroLove, or LinkedIn, AfroLove, or Facebook, Dr. AfroLove. Okay? All right. About us, you know that this is an international ministry, all right? You know that I'm a motivational speaker for ministry, education, wellness. These are some examples of some of our different shows that we've had. Please check them out. Contact us. Here's the contact form. Of course, the services, and I need to change this page. I thought I changed it. Some of the services, of course, is speaking. We have books out and things of that nature, so please be sure to tap in with us, and we need to change this particular this particular site right here. All right, if you go to the AfroToLoveShow.com, what you will find is a page full of much-needed information, and you will hear some music. Okay? All right. And so this is the number one gospel show in my house. Uh-huh. But for the homepage, you see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's interested in filming gospel. Then you'll see Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's interested in ministry and gospel as well. Then, of course, if you click on Love Radio, you click on Love Radio, then you will be right in the studio. You will land right in the studio. You don't have to click on anything. Just click on Love Radio, and you don't have to type anything in the box. Just click on it, and you will be right there. Whoop, there it is. And, of course, there's a commercial. Just click on that X right there. All right? Says we're live, and we are. We're on air. Of course, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you can enjoy many of the shows, 1 through 9. Just select which one you want to listen to. All right? Okay. All right. What else? If you need a speaker, then I am your speaker. Love's interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chambers. And, of course, the school tutorial site is actually a gospel radio station. Upcoming events is the Marcy Gerald story. Then, of course, if you click on this button, you'll be right at the radio station. Then, of course, the Spiritual Guide to Go. This book has been nominated or selected to be presented in Germany. And so we're going to present this book in Germany, and we're going to pitch to many different publishers who was interested in the book in the first place. All right, got that going. Location and contact. Of course, this is internet radio. If you want to send a comment, please send it and click submit. This is very important. Gospel artists in the industry, many of the gospel artists. Here are some links if you want to connect. There is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. All right, there's the radio station. You'll be right in the middle of the radio station. There's Love's Comedy and Entertainment, as well as the media and Love of Jesus Ministry. Click on those. And if you like the page, then you will receive any type of information that I place on those websites. Okay, here is LinkedIn right here. If you want to connect with me, many of my business partners connect with me on LinkedIn. So I'm getting ready to contact a couple of people that I've made connections with. Okay, Bradford. All right, this is her bio, and if you stay long enough, you will hear her music. All right, all four songs. And then, of course, meet radios. I read love. These are some of the topics I speak on. All right, so be sure to check all that out in the format of the workshop. All right, Love's Author's Corner. Right here. Here are some books. Be sure to check those out. Health and Human Performance talks about health and being healthy. Then there's Entertainment and Television. These are some of the entertainers you see on television. Then, of course, R&B, some of the R&B artists. Then there's Meet Artist LaShawn D. McLemore. I Am Healed, that's her single. If you look at her bio, go ahead and read her bio and things of that nature. Then Community Engagement, and we're going to add more pictures. Okay, then if you go to the afrita.hubpages.com, you will see on here some of the articles that we've written. All right, you'll see some of the articles. And so be sure to check them out. Be sure to check out the articles there. And these are very uplifting articles. All right. Okay, I think that about does it. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure to come on tomorrow, God's will, as we go higher and higher and have more interviews. Once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita. Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.